as I spoke at last night's Mass and this morning at 11, that we as a faith-filled people possess a prophetic message. And that prophetic message is to trust the mystery. And what a mystery it is to receive a calling from God. Where does it come from? How do we hear it? Some callings are very dramatic. Paul getting knocked off a horse. Some callings are very quiet. You barely know that the person is being led in their lives. And there are many callings. And the one that we gather here today for is for Sister Chiara, a calling to religious life as a sister, consecrated, made holy from really very first time from her baptism, where our calling began. And through prayer, and through family, through the ups and downs of life, God in God's wisdom has decided and Sister Chiara has opened her heart to the loving presence of God. So much so is that today she consecrates herself of God, the salvation of God's people, you and I. Isn't it good that we are here? We're not erecting any booths or tents. We are on a mountain. But our call from that mountain calls us to go into the world and all of God's people to consecrate our world, to make our world even holier than it is, drawing on to Christ. That servant song, let me be your servant. Let me be as Christ to you. Let me be. That terminology says that we have to be open. Allow me to be your servant. Let me be as Christ to you. Read those verses. What a prayer. What a prayer to pray before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Body, soul, divinity, all of that. To pray that song as our prayer, Sunday after Sunday, asking God in God's wisdom to allow us to be servants. For that's what it's about. Sister Chiara does not take that on her own. None of us do. But we take on our calling, whatever our calling may be, to be servant. First and foremost. Servant, not about an ego. Servant is not about an ideology, but it's about Christ. Christ, Christ, Christ. How good it is for us to be here. Let us trust the mystery.